explain transcendentalism.
There's a lot of romanticism. There's a lot of love of nature. There's a,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and
so
that was the point.
Right. So what transcendentalism means, you know, it's not really that arcane, you know, it's not that hard to understand. It just means that you get out of your normal self, you transcend your limitations, whatever it is that is holding you back. When you are in the wilderness, when you are in nature, you really experience some profound experiences, huh?
I was raised by naturalists. My father and my grandfather were professional naturalists.
And that's one of the things that really strikes me is all of the flora and descriptions of flora and fauna that are in that book.
No, when I'm in the natural world, I'm more comfortable than when I'm in the human world.
Say that again. Oh, when you're in the natural world, you're more comfortable than...
Than when I'm in the human world.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. One of the reasons that I'm in Taos still at age 76 and have been here for 47 years is that Taos County is just an extraordinary landscape. From 13,000-foot mountains to the Rio Grande Gorge, you know, at 6,000 feet, to the Western Mesas, the Pataca Arroyo. I mean, I've wandered everywhere. I know the land of this county like the palm of my hands, right? I mean, I've hunted and fished, you know, every corner and area of this place. And I doubt I would be here if I hadn't spent most of my life here, almost on a daily basis, out in the woods, out in the mesa, you know, and I could do it because as a writer, I work like all night long when it's very quiet, crash at 6 o'clock in the morning, wake up at noon or 1 o'clock, you know, and then get in my truck, drive up to the Wild River section, go down a bajada, you know, to the Big Arsenic Springs or something, fish for 3 hours amongst boulders and whitewater and everything, climb out of the gorge at dark, sit on the tailgate of my truck and eat a sandwich and have a beer and look at the Milky Way up above. Then I drive home, eat something for supper, and go to work for 8 hours or whatever. So I have been able to have a vacation on an almost daily basis while at the same time I'm putting in 8 hours of work. And if I weren't a writer that had that freedom, you know, and if I didn't love working all night, I would not have been able to do that. But that's been the salvation of my life. It's just in my afternoons and evenings have just been spent, you know, on rivers, in meadows, climbing up.
What you just described was a man who has a job, in a sense, a duty to write, or a tremendous urge to write and a tremendous need to write. And that is sort of a thing that we could say depletes your batteries, but then you have the ability to immediately recharge every day by going out to the woods or the meadows or the Rio Grande Gorge or the 13,000-foot peaks or whatever.
One of the weirdnesses of my life is I've always been real energetic, real active, a real athlete.
Yes.
When I was in prep school and college, I played 3 varsity sports a season. I got more varsity letters than anybody else in the school. That kind of, to me, just being energetic, you know, and hiking and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And plus, playing sports was so important.
And that's apparent in the work that you do, because the characters are very energetic.
I know, but I wound up sitting in a chair for over 50 years typing too, right? So it's very weird. I should have been, what should I have been? I don't know. I wanted to be a professional hockey player.
Really?
Well, when I was in college, I just dreamed. I went to a little college, Hamilton College in upstate New York, that had a very good hockey team. And I just dreamed of somehow when I got out of college playing, you know, semi-pro hockey, professional hockey in the Eastern Hockey League or whatever level I could achieve.
What was your position on the hockey team?
I played defense when I was in prep school. And when I got to college, they put me up on the left wing.
Yeah.
So I was a winger. Yeah. I like scoring goals. I used to have a real temper. And I learned that...
You still do.
No, I don't. But I learned that if you got in fights and got in the penalty box, you couldn't score goals. You had to be on the ice to score goals. So I learned how to really control my temper.
It's a good lesson.
It's a very good lesson, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just teasing you that you still have a temper. But characters in many of your novels are people who have gargantuan appetites for all things in life,
mm-hmm.
whether it's food, whether it's liquor, you know, whether it's
sex,
whatever.
Love sex.
Yes. for struggles, you know, for eternal struggle between the oppressors and oppressed, you know, you'd always mm-hmm. take the side of the oppressed. So your characters then are people that want to right wrongs and are tireless in that effort, you know.
Some, I mean, the books move around. There's some books that you know, my political friends would probably throw on the floor, throw at my head and say, what are you trying to do there, John?